Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your neat parent host, Zakaria. Inshallah, you're well. Today I'd like to talk about alternatives to bakhur, incense, mushala, all the different names for making our houses and households smell really good. Why would you want an alternative to bakhur? Because sometimes you ran out, you don't have any bakhur. I usually have my mother-in-law send me some from another country. If someone's visiting the United States, I ask for some to be sent to me. And or you might find some in a local store or a local halal shop or maybe a small business nearby. Sometimes you might even be able to find them online and have them shipped to you. Another reason why you might want to have an alternative is you might be allergic. Sometimes it's too smoky or the irritant, the fragrance is an irritant for those with fragrance allergies or just sensitivities to fragrances. That might be a reason why bakhur incense is typically smoky, and it can definitely trigger those who are sensitive to fragrances a lot quicker than maybe some of the alternatives that I'll just discuss today, inshallah. Another reason why you might want to have an alternative is because you didn't have enough notice. Sometimes you have unannounced guests. I know culturally I have, that's a thing. It's just show up. They just show up. SubhanAllah. You can have unannounced guests and there's not enough time to burn, get the coal out and burn the incense, or there's not enough time to get the house smelling great before the guests or the unannounced guests arrive. So sometimes it's just one of those things, and sometimes you just need a quick alternative. You do want your house to be inviting and smell good, inshallah. And sometimes alternatives to incense or burning something is needed because the area that does not smell, the room that does not smell the best is not really a room where maybe you can put bakhur in, like the bathroom, or if it's the potty training phase, or just not even the potty training phase, where the diapers are held, or maybe in the nursery, or just somewhere, the bathroom or nursery, or maybe a kid's room or an elderly relative is in the house, and the area is not the best place to actually burn or have it smoky. So, bismillah, we're going to talk about five today, and I'm sure there are many, many more. I'm just going to keep it brief. Inshallah, the first way is to just buy something. Buy a spray or a type of Febreze or a fabric spray that you can quickly spritz and spray the room, spray the fabrics, the sheets, the curtains, the rugs, the carpets, the stuffed animals, just anything in everything that is fabric you can use the Febreze on, or type of Febreze. And if you don't want to buy a Febreze, the alternative to that would be a DIY Febreze, which is a quick way would be to use about 3 tablespoons of fabric softener, have a spray bottle, about 3 tablespoons of baking soda, and 3 cups of hot water, and just shake that up in a spray ready to go. And you will have, inshallah, your own DIY Febreze if and when you don't have the store-bought one, or if you never want to get it, or you ran out. So that's one quick alternative. The second alternative would be to have dryer sheets in random places. You know, you could get a bulk box of dryer sheets, or you can get a quick Dollar Tree or little Target cheap store box of dryer sheets and place them in places like the closets, the shoes. You can place them in shoes even. Trash cans or baskets, or actually if you have fake flowers around, you can place them in the vases where those fake flowers are, and no one will see them and they will actually smell really good. I tried it. Works really well, mashallah. Another alternative to incense and getting a smoky house would be there's something called poopery. poopery. Maybe they were trying to say like potpourri, but poo, because it implies that it's supposed to be the place where poo typically is. So it's really for the bathroom. So it's for the toilets, and it's everywhere. You can find them everywhere. You can find knockoffs even. I've seen knockoffs of the poopery brand in like Dollar Trees and 99 cent stores. So they're really, really, really great because they totally eliminate one of the strongest scents that even incense typically doesn't get. And it usually doesn't linger as well as this poopery does. So this is a nice scent. It's a spritz. It's a liquid that you spray into the bowl, into the toilet bowl, and it pretty much masks it because it's an oil-based spray. And it's a great, great thing, especially if you're potty training or if you just, you know, have a stinky bathroom and or a pile of diapers in that you've sloshed. You've sloshed the diapers, diaper contents into the toilet and threw away the diapers into the can. So definitely having some poopery around. If you can't find it, you could always make your own. There are a few DIY recipes out there. I think the basic essential ingredients are an oil of some sort, preferably a scented essential oil, and I believe it's water. Might have something else in there, but poopery is an option. Alternatively to the poopery for the bathroom, you can also just get baby oil, which usually smells really great. You could get it anywhere, and this drop a few drops into the interior of your toilet tissue. Believe it or not, that actually smells really good, and it's a lingering scent, subtle, but it's a lingering scent, and that's a nice baseline, alternative, simple trick for incense, smoky incense. Another alternative would be a DIY linen spray of some sort, which would include either witch hazel or some rubbing alcohol and an essential oil, as well as distilled water. You can mix that in a bottle, and then you have your own DIY linen spray. You could spray on your hand towels, your sheets, and your curtains, your rugs, your carpets. You can just spray that as well. The last alternative to bakhor would be to bake something. If you don't want to bake something like cinnamon rolls or some sugar cookies or oatmeal cookies, you could boil something. Sometimes that is a two for one because you end up getting rid of some ingredients that you were not going to use. Like if you boil some lemon and some rosemary and vanilla in water, you get a really nice scent, lingering scent. If you have some cinnamon sticks and some leftover coffee and vanilla, you can boil that in water as well, inshallah. These are all helpful tips for the times in which we may need alternatives to bakhor or incense or wushala, whichever language we want to say it in. And inshallah, that'll make our lives a little bit easier. Until the next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.